KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Weather offices warnings for severe storms in parts of KZN will remain in place until tomorrow.
Over the low-lying areas, that's where you're having your 30, and over the escarpment, you're having 60%. And that 60% is accompanied by a yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms.
Now, the SA Weather Services, Tukela Chilwane, says the level 2 alert for severe storms could bring heavy downpours, which may lead to localized flooding, particularly in KZN's low-lying areas. Meanwhile, recovery efforts are underway at two beaches on the Bluff, where the bodies of four people have been discovered. Emergency first responders say two children were among those washed ashore this morning. It's unclear whether their deaths are linked to last night's heavy rains, which triggered flash floods and left many roads submerged across the province. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is at Cuttings Beach.
Search and rescue teams say the bodies found on the shore are of a little girl around 5 years old and a boy about 10. Authorities will work to determine if they were victims of the flash flood in Lamontville, where five people were swept into a canal last night. The beach is covered with debris and rubbish from last night's heavy rain. Emergency crews are now preparing to recover two more bodies from Anstey's Beach. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Cuttings Beach.
The Health Minister says plans are in place to eliminate HIV as a public health threat by 2030. Aaron Motsoaledi was speaking on the sidelines of the launch of the National HIV Treatment Campaign at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital yesterday. He says there's an urgent need to close the 1.1 million treatment gap by the end of the year. He says they'll rely on the UNAIDS framework as their strategy to achieve this.
The system we're going to use called 95-95-95. That 95% of the people must know their status. And those who are positive, 95% of them must be on treatment. And those who are on treatment, 95% of them must be virally suppressed, meaning they must not have the capacity to transmit the virus to the next person.
And a woman in the U.S. has admitted attempting to defraud Elvis Presley's family by trying to auction off his Graceland mansion. Lisa Findlay falsely claimed the singer's daughter, Lisa Marie, had pledged the property as collateral for a loan before her death in 2023. Authorities claim she then threatened to sell it to the highest bidder if a settlement wasn't paid. A recap of our lead story. The weather office says warnings for severe storms in parts of KZN will remain in place until tomorrow. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.